Yerushalayim, Hano. So the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah states that they didn't sleep with the Big Day Kohuna, right? The Mishnah said, Lo yehoyu yishenim b'Big Day Kodesh. The Mishnah says they didn't sleep with the Big Day Kohuna. So the Gemara is being medayik. We're on the bottom of Chav Zayin. I'm about to do that. The Gemara says, the Gemara is being medayik that only sleeping was a problem. But walking around with the Big Day Kuna would not have been a problem. That's really the basis of the diak of the whole Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. It says, Lehoyu yishen in b'Big Day Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Dafka Shina. Tafka sleeping. Shina hu deloy. Sleeping they were not allowed to do. Aval hiluch ma'alchim. But it's mashma, they would walk around with the Big Day Kohuna. It wasn't a problem to walk around with the Big Day Kohuna. Says the Gemara, Shma mino, Big Day Kohuna nitnu lehonois pohem. From here we have a raya that Big Day Kohuna is mutter bahanoa. Now, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is not touching on Kilayim yet. We didn't get to Kilayim. Big Day Kohuna have potentially two Isurim. One Isur is Me'ilah Behegdish, which means the Big Day Kohuna are no different than any Klisharis. You're not allowed to use it for your own personal use. Just like if you took a Klisharis, you had a cup of coffee, that would be Me'ilah Behegdish. So Big Day Kohuna have Kedusha like any Klisharis. So Mimele, it's the Shiloh of Mi'ilu. On top of that, there's another layer. It's Kilayim. No, well, we paskin Avnei Tishol Kohen Hedyot, so Avnei Tishol Kohen God. So we paskin, it was the same Avnei, the same belt. And there was Kilayim both in Kohen Hedyot, Kohen God. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't even address the Kilayim issue. Till later on, the Gemara doesn't address the Kilayim issue. The Gemara now is very happy. The Gemara says, Shema mino, Big Day Kohuna, nitnu le'onis b'hem. What does the Gemara mean to refer to? This is Sugin Kiddushin Daf Nun Dalet. And it's a Sugin Yumadaf Samach. That because Big Day Kohuna is unlike any other Klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash. Every other Klisharis in Beis HaMikdash had a clear line. You used it for Aveda. You're not taking a klisharis having a cup of coffee. And there's never an overlap between your use and the use of the klisharis. There's never an overlap. It's one use. Whereas the Big Day Kohuna, there was an overlap. Because leinit natar l'malachi hasharis, if the kohen puts on the begadim, he can't wear the begadim simultaneously while he's doing avodah. So obviously, Big Day Kohuna are going to be one before a little bit. They're going to be one after a little bit. So therefore, the Gemara in Kiddushin says there's no Mila. We need the Torah Malachi Asharas. And Mimele, even though the Kohen is wearing the Begadim, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, there's no Mila. Question is, how far that extends? Meaning, one pshat is, okay, so a couple of minutes that it takes to don the Begadim. To remove the begadim, there's no mila. But samazay avada is mila. It's time to wear it. Our Gemara is saying no. Shma mino Big Day Kohuna nitnu lehonis b'hem. The Gemara is saying that basically this sugyan kiddushin, that's machadesh, that Big Day Kohuna, there's no din of mila. Is no din of mila as long as the kohen's wearing the begadim. No mila. Leif bezdan masna leim. That is no mila. Okay. Which really is more like Rashi. Rashi, in Kiddushin, Rashi learns that bezdan made a tanai when they were makdish the Big Day Kohuna, almost like an exclusion. These begadim are allowed to be worn by the kohen. Period. When he's doing avoida, when he's not doing avoida. There's no mila. Klapi the kohen, there's no mila with the Big Day Kohuna.
That's the way Rashi has a broad approach to sugya. Tosfos learns more the way I told you, that the time between putting it on, taking it off, there's no meaning. The coin doesn't have to be like a machine, like Superman, it's going through a telephone booth. No, he can take off the begadim normally, he can put on the begadim normally, but it's all in association with avodah. Our sugya clearly is much more mashma, like Rashi. In fact, if you look at Tosfos Lashon, he says clearly, "Mehai time lo yitiru ala samuch lizman avodah." Right? That's what Tosfos seems to learn. So Shaul's how he would learn over here. Anyway. So, interestingly, the Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma, those of you that remember still Maseches Me'ilah, I'm sure many of you remember Maseches Me'ilah from when we learned it, there was something called Kodshei Hashem, if you remember. In order for something to have Me'ilah, it has to be Kodshei Hashem. That's why after Zrika, there wasn't Me'ilah by Kodshim Kalim. It's not Kodshei Hashem. So the Tosfos Yishonim learns the mere fact that Bezdin made such a Tanai that the Kohen could wear the Begadim before he does Avodah, and the Kohen could wear the Begadim after he does Avodah. At least, it's not Kodshei Hashem anymore. Kodshei Hashem means exclusive. Once the exclusivity is not there, there's no Me'ilah. No Me'ilah. Never. It's not Kodshei Hashem. No, it's according to the Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma, technically if Yisroel used it, he also wouldn't be Me'ilah. He's not allowed to use it. He's not allowed to use it. But he won't be Me'ilah Be'Hekdesh. Because it's not Kodshei Hashem. So it's Issur D'Rabbanan. So now our sugya would work as meaning the Chacham and the Kohanim, they were even more Mekel. In other words, our Gemara is the next step. The Gemara Kedushin is saying, Loinit Natar L'Malachi Asheris. So Bezdin had to be make a Tanai that the Kohen could use the Beged Samuch L'Avoida. Once they did that, says the Tosfos Yishonim, it's not Kodshei Hashem. Once it's not Kodshei Hashem, there's no real bona fide Me'ilah. Oh, so once there's no real bona fide Me'ilah, now on the Kohanim they were able to give them a free pass. So it's really the way the Tosfos Yishonim is learning, you could even put that into Tosfos. Because Tosfos is explaining what the original Tanai was. The Tanai was L'Tzarech Avoida. Meaning, you can't have a Kohen that doesn't have a couple of minutes to put on the Begadim, a couple of minutes to take off the Begadim. Because of that, Bezdin was forced to be Matar that time. Period. Once they made that Tanai, basically it's a two-step process. Step one and step two. All I'm saying is, the way the Tosfos Yishonim learns, Tosfos could be in line with Rashi. Rashi learns that according to the opinion that Big Day Kunin didn't really understand him, the whole day the Kohen could wear the Begadim, he's not Moyel. That's Tosfos seems to learn that it's only Samuch L'Avodah. The way the Tosfos Yishonim is learning, you could actually say that all the Rishonim agree, but there's a two-step process. First, Bezdin had to be an intervention. The intervention was to make a condition on the Begadim that they can be worn Samuch L'Avodah, both before the Avodah and after the Avodah. Once they did that, now it wasn't Kodshei Hashem. Once it's not Kodshei Hashem, there's no Me'ilah D'Oraisa. Once there's no Me'ilah D'Oraisa, it gives Bezdin the flexibility for an opinion like this to come out and says, okay, the Kohen could wear the Begadim. So either way, our Gemara seems to be quite clear that according to the view, Big Day Kuhuna Nitnu Lehanes B'Hem, it means period. Because the Gemara is talking about the Kohen here the whole night. It says, Lo Yoyu Yishenim, Zok the Gemara, Mashma, they walk around the whole night, they could have done it. The Gemara is not talking about that after a couple of minutes, Samuch L'Avodah. What's interesting to note is that the Gemara does not even deal with Kilayim. Till later on, when we talk about the Kohanim putting the Big Day Kuna under their heads, then all of a sudden the Gemara jumps up with Kilayim. What about Kilayim? which is a very strong raya, that for some reason kilayim is off limits. As long as the kohen is wearing the begadim, which is a major problem, because the Rambam clearly is only matter. By the way, the Rambam holds there's no mila by big dekun around the kohen. The Rambam paskins that the kohen can walk around with the. That was a mistake in the Maamar Mokum. It's in Klei Hamikdash, not kilayim. But the Rambam in Klei Hamikdash, the Rambam paskins that big dekun and nidnu lehanes b'hem. This is in Perek Ches, not of kilayim, of Vilchus Klei Hamikdash. Okay, sure you probably noticed that Maamar Mokum seem to have nothing to do with the Big Day Kuhun or Kilayim. Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. It's really Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Over there, the Rambam states that Big Day Kuhun is Mutter Bahanoah for the Kohanim, like our Gemara. But he says they have to remove the Avnet, because the Avnet is Kilayim. Kilayim is only Mutter B'Shas Avoid, not Shalei B'Shas Avoid. So it's interesting, and many Rishonim go like the Rambam. And even the Ravid is not clear. We'll go into the Ravid. For some reason, our Gemara ignores the Kilayim element and continues to ignore it. The Gemara only deals with it when it's under his head, that then he's having Hanoah from Kilayim. If you look at the Gemara, what I'm saying is the Gemara says clearly, Hiluchei Mahalach. Our Gemara is saying that if the Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash walking around, He could wear the big day kohen. No, he could wear it because it's nitnu lehanes b'hem. Because you're allowed to have anor from the begadim. As far as mila, what happened to kilayim?
So the Rambam saying only when he's
the Rambam. The Rambam says that although he paskins like our Gemara, that big day kohen is mutul lehanes man. In Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he says mutul lehanes man. Still in all he says, he can't walk around with the Havnet, because that's Kilayim. The Rambam Shit is that the Big Day Kuhuna have the Kilayim problem, and the Kilayim problem is only Mutter B'Shas Avod. But our Gemara, the problem again, our Gemara, for some reason, is ignoring the Kilayim problem. That's the problem. Our Gemara is ignoring the Kilayim problem. But that doesn't, then the, look, let's look at the Hemshech, the Gemara. Okay. Oman Mishal Shishma Mino. Okay, I'm sorry. Says the Gemara. K'toni miyesu manich moesem tachas roshayim. How could they use it as a pillow? Says the Gemara. So the male is another guy. Right? You have two guys. You have two guys. You have one guy the Gemara says, okay, let's do it. Amri says the Gemara, who adin da filu hiluch namiloi. Maybe they're not allowed to wear the big day kuhuna. V'hodik toni lo yishenim, it doesn't mean dafka lo yishenim. Mishum the boilam is the sefer l'poishtu umak kaplim l'anichim oisam tachas roshayim. Since it says they used it as a pillow, that's why it says they didn't sleep with it. Says the Gemara, "Ktoni mias, manich moisam tachas roshayim." Shma mino a big day kuhuna nitnu leonis. So the bottom line is, it says they were able to use it as a pillow. So you see clear that it's muta. Says the Gemara, "Omrav popo ima neged roshayim." It doesn't mean under their heads. It means parallel to their heads. That's the Gemara. Okay? That's the Gemara. Now you should know, this is also adopted in the Rambam. The Gemara seems to be saying, the Gemara only makes that of Kimta because the Gemara is concerned about Big Day Kuhuna Nitnu Lehanes B'hem. The Gemara says, L'chayre the Mishnah is going, Big Day Kuhuna Nitnu Lehanes B'hem. The Gemara says, no, maybe they weren't allowed to wear it. The Gemara says, they put it under their heads as a pillow. Neged roshayim. But the Gemara is only saying that on the tzad that Big Day Kuhuna is loy nitnu lehanes b'hem. The Rambam paskins both. He paskins Big Day Kuhuna is mutter lehanes b'hem.
And he paskins, they didn't put it under their heads, they put it next to their heads. So they yes, that's on the Rambam. Our Gemara only needed that to answer why the opinion who holds loy nitnu lay on his pen. But the Rambam holds nitnu lay on his pen. So why did the Rambam need it? So some say, well, the Rambam did that because of the Kalayim problem. Shatna's problem. That's what the Rambam did. Oh, but the Gemara is going to get lots of... Omra Mishar Shia, Shema Mino, number one, Tefillin Minatzad Shari. You're allowed to sleep next to your Tefillin. V'loi Chayshin and Dilma Mingid, V'nofel Alayu. We're not worried that you'll roll around in your sleep and you'll end up on top of your Tefillin. That's the Gemara. Okay. So, this is also difficult. But anyway, the Gemara is saying, in other words, the fact that you're telling me that they didn't put it under their heads, they put it next to their heads, and l'chayra, when a person's sleeping, they roll, they could end up on the tefillin, on the big day kohuna, is Raya, we're not worried about that. Well, we're not worried about that. And now the Gemara says, oy bazai, tefillin is also mutter. You could put tefillin next to your head, you don't have to worry that you'll roll on top of your tefillin. That's the Gemara. So stama kasha on the whole Gemara. If you look at Maseches Bava Kama, the Gemara paskins odom muid loylam. Person is always responsible, even if he's sleeping. Bein er, bein yoshin. That's the Mishnah Bava Kama. You have to pay for damages, even if you're damaged when you're sleeping. So the Yerushalmi says, Tosis brings down the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it depends. If you go to sleep and somebody brings things over where you're sleeping while you're asleep, you're potter. Secondly, second guy is the mazik, not you. And the Gemara says, why? You're shalmi. Because since you move around in your sleep, that's normal. Right? But if you went to sleep next to the kalim, then you're chayev. Why? Because then you're peshe. What do you mean? Our Gemara is saying you're not worried. What's the chiluk? Either you're worried or you're not worried. For Benon Makam, you're not worried. Benon Machaver, you are worried. Nechtese. Why should it make a difference? So the Maril Diskin is this question. The Maril Diskin is from our Gemara on that. So Lagabi, this, I would say there's a simple answer. If you turn to Chof Ches, Amir Aleph, look at the top of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanan Hassan. Isha Rabbi is the one in charge of the Rabbi's Machazal Kol Mishmer. Mishmer used to go to the people who are watching the Beis HaMikdash. Vavukos Lukos Mofanov. And there were torches. And basically he would check on the people who are watching the Beis HaMikdash. Oymele Isha Rabbi is Shalom Alecha. Nikashu Yoshin, if he saw somebody sleeping on the job, Choyfte B'makli, he'd give him a hit with a stick. Urishu Soyeloi Lisloi Fesksusai. Yeah. He could burn his garments. Imagine the guy's asleep. They could burn the begodim while he's wearing it. Obviously, they did it in a way it wouldn't be dangerous, but they, and obviously the guy then would run around screaming. His garments are on fire. They moimlim, and they would then say in the Azor, Makoil Bazor, what's the screaming? And they would say, Ko ben Levi loike, ben Levi is getting punished. Begodim nisrofim, and his begodim are being burnt. Sheyoshloi al mishmartoi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says, "Pamach asmotzu achi mi yoshin." He says, "I remember my uncle. They found he was sleeping. V'sofas ksusim. They burnt his garments." So now the Gemara says like this: "Omav chibar abe ki avamot Rabbi Yechon b'ayim asnita ma'ashreim lo rishonim. Greatest to this generation of the rishonim." Even if a guy was an oinus, I mean, the guy fell asleep. What do you want from him? They still punished him. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So the obvious question on the Gemara is, why Taka did they burn his clothing? He was an oinus. He's an oinus. Oinus Rachmana Patre. The Gemara says, Ashreichem. It's so beautiful, the earlier generations, they were so
cautious, and they were on such a level that even on Oynes Shina, they would burn the garments. It's a pshat in that. So the Dhamma says, I think Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. There's a lot of kashas on the Gemara. How are they allowed to learn to burn the begadim? It's Bal Tashkas. That the Rishonim ask. I'm Ila. Leiv Bezdin Masna. What about Bal Tashkas? So Machloik, who's the purpose? Reuven. Machloik is Rishonim. So the Ravid says, it's not Bal Tashkas, it's for a purpose. It's a purpose to get people not to sleep on the job. The Rosh over here in the Gemara says, Hefka Bezdin Hefka. Hefka Bezdin Hefka. What's that have to do with anything? It's Bal Tashkas. Shakasari says you're not allowed to destroy something that's hefka. If it's usable, what kind of hefka bezn hefka? So for this, there's a simple answer. What's pshat in that? You could say there's two kinds of hefka bezn hefka. There's hefka bezn hefka on bezn says this thing is hefka. Anybody wants can take it. Then there's chometzer of Pesach, hefka bezn hefka. Over there, hefka bezn hefka means nobody can have it. It can't be owned. Right? Chometz Erev Pesach is called Hefka Bezn Hefka. Once the Rabbanan asked the Chometz, Hefka Bezn Hefka. Nobody owns it. What does it mean nobody owns it? Nobody could own it.
Even a God?
Nobody. Hefka Bezn Hefka. That's why it has no, it's called no value. It has no. So Ebazoy, you could say, the Bal Tashkas thing is not such a big problem. Because if you, whenever we say Bal Tashkas, is the Issa Bal Tashkas on the object or on the value of the object? Let's say you destroy something, but you have a better use for it to be destroyed. Would you be over Bal Tashkas because you ruined its current function? So there's a Beferesh Rashi in Kedusha. The Gemara there says that a father was testing his son, the Gemara there in Lamed Aleph, to see if he gets angry. So he ripped his garment to see if he's going to get angry. So the Gemara asks, Bal Tashkas. The Gemara is the kasha. The Gemara says, the Ovid Bipumbaini. He didn't rip the garment in the middle. He ripped it on the seam. So Rashi comes on the spot and Rashi says, She'enoi mechasroi midomov. It doesn't lose its value. So even though the garment now was taken apart, since the value is intact, there's no Bal Tashkas. So Rashi is teaching us that the Issa Bal Tashkas is not on the object, it's on the value. So once Bezdin makes it Hefka Bezdin Hefka, and nobody could be Zoich in it, so the item reflects no value, there's no Bal Tashkas. That's the Pshat and the Rosh. But that's a side issue. What I want to zero in here is the Shina. Why Taka did they burn the garments of Izanoinus? He's an Inus. So I think the pshat is very simple. Sleeping. Is a person asleep in Inus or is he not Inus? Simply, he is. He's an Inus. That's what the Gemara is saying here. That's what the Gemara is saying in Bava Kamma. He's an Inus. But Inus is because it's normal for a person to go to sleep. It's normal for a person to go to sleep. Let's say your job is not to sleep. That's your job. Okay? So the falling asleep is not an oinus because that's your job. Your job is to be awake. That's why in Bava Kamma, the Gemara says if you cause damage to somebody's kelim, even though when you're asleep, you're an oinus. It's true. But that's your job in Bava Kamma, and you're not allowed to go to sleep next to somebody's kelim. Memela, and that's what's shot in the Gemara here. Even though the Ben Levi was an oinus, once he's asleep, he's an oinus. But he has that achrayas before. Now. No. No, your job. Then you have to leave your post. If you are so tired that you feel like you could fall asleep, you have to leave. You can't be a guard and fall asleep. That doesn't work. You can. If a pilot falls asleep while he's flying a plane, he's a pesheya. Why? It's yoinus. He fell asleep. So he can't fly when you're falling asleep. That's your job. Now there's a different shaila. If somebody is on top of kilayim in his sleep, is that called an avera? That's a different. One second. That's a different shaila. And a yoshin is part of an amitzvah. So the Gemara is saying, loy chayshinin, we're not choishish that you roll on it. Because even if you roll on it in that state of your sleep, you're not mitzuvah bichlal. There's no tzivui. That's pshat in our Gemara. Loy chayshinin, that you'll roll, is not because people don't roll in their sleep. It's not as a steer between the Gemara and Talmud and the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara and Talmud is saying that when a person is asleep, he's potter. And therefore, we don't have to be choishish what isurim he'll do in his sleep. That's not his responsibility. It's not an isur. He's not mitzvah. Like I brought down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said if you have a small sukkah, he passes like this beferish. There's not enough room for everybody. He says the first guy could fall asleep. They could schlep him out while he's sleeping. The second guy could go to sleep. The guy who's sleeping is potter already. Rav Shlomo Zalman passes like this l'maisa. If you have a small sukkah not big enough, one guy could go to sleep. And then schlep him in on a mattress. The next guy could go to sleep. You could do this. You could do this. Kol hayom misichas. Loich hashina. We're not worried about him rolling over because even if he does, not because it's not going to happen, because we don't have to worry about it. No, because that's the whole shaila. The shaila is when you're awake. Do you have to worry about what you're going to do when you're asleep? That's the whole shaila. The shaila's not while you're asleep. That we know there's no issur when you're sleeping. Is there a chiv on you when you're awake that you have to worry about what you'll do when you sleep? No, you don't have to worry about what you'll do in your sleep. That's not your job when you're awake to worry about your rolling up later. That's the whole chiddush of the Gemara. Loi chayshina. The chiddush of the Gemara is not that a yoshin is part of an amitzvah. That we know. The shaila is an heir. Is a person awake, chayav to worry about his shmiras hamitzvahs when he's asleep. So in Bava Kama, there's din odamud, odam shmiras gufayalav. In Bava Kama, there's a din you have to watch your body. Basically, in Ilchas Bava Kama, is so much like Meseches Tomit. You're a watchman. Bava Kama, odam shmiras gufayalav. You're a watchman. You can't fall asleep on the job. Shmiras gufayalav. You can't sleep next to somebody else's kelim. You know why? Meseches Tomit. Now let him fall asleep on the job. That's your job. Mashenkein in Isser Vehetel, there's no din that when you're awake to protect what's going to be when you're asleep. That's the whole din. You understand, Yankif? The Loi Chayshinin is the Chiddush. The Gemara could say when you sleep, there's no Isser. That we know. The Shail is when I'm awake, do I have a chiv to be Chayshish? What I'm going to do when I'm asleep? That the Gemara says no. Anyway, Baal Kuponim, really, this whole thing was off topic. Let's get back into the topic first. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that what happened, now all of a sudden the Gemara wakes up with Kilayim. Says the Gemara, and what about Kilayim? Says the Gemara, you have to learn it was next to their heads, not under their heads. Why? Because the amitachas roshayim. If you're going to tell me it was under their heads, fine. There's no meila problem, but tape a claim. You should be suva the kilayim. So therefore, must be. Then it's Keneged Hoshayim. So all of a sudden now the Gemara wakes up to Kilayim. As long as the Kohen was wearing the Begadim, we weren't even talking about Kilayim. It wasn't even of interest. All of a sudden now the Gemara wakes up, hey, what's with Kilayim? So the Raivad actually proves his Shita from our Gemara. Because our Gemara seems to be clear that as long as a Kohen is wearing the begadim, there is no questions about Shabbos. And the only question you can have is Me'ilah. And that was the whole shackle of attire of our Gemara. Yes, Me'ilah, no Me'ilah. Nitnu Leonis, Lay Nitnu Leonis. And the Gemara did not, the only time the Gemara discussed Kilayim was when the Big Day Kohanim are off you. And it's ironic, because if you look at the Gemara, look, continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, fine. If you learned there was no Kilayim, meaning it was a different belt, the belt of the Kohen Hedyot didn't have Kilayim, fine. It's the same belt, so there's Kilayim. And now, the Gemara says, but maybe Kilayim is only if you're wearing it. This is your question. Maybe it's only if you're wearing the Kilayim. Aliyah, maybe Aliyah Hudasar, but may say, but putting it underneath you, Shaper Dami. That's not true. You can't even have Kilayim under your body. You're not allowed to lay on Kilayim because maybe the threads of the Kilayim will wrap onto your body and it'll give you warmth. So in other words, even though you're on top of the Kilayim will wrap over you. It's an Issa d'Rabbanan. Maybe you put something between your body and the Beged. Even if you have 10 layers, but under one of the layers is Kilayim, there's an Issa d'Rabbanan that you shouldn't be on top of it. Also Lishim, obviously, because maybe they'll move around, or maybe they made a blank rule. El Shmamino, can I get the same Shmamino? So it's fascinating that the Gemara is only worried about Kilayim, only worried about Kilayim when the Begadim are off, and that it's only Asur Midrabbanan. You understand? It's only Asur Midrabbanan. This whole din that you're not allowed to lie on Kilayim is only the Rabbanan because maybe you'll wrap on top of you. But the Iker Isra of Kilayim, the Isra Deraisa, the Gemara is not even discussing. So this is an unbelievable raya to the Ravid. This is an unbelievable raya to the Ravid that as long as the Kohen is wearing the begadim, there's no issur of Kilayim. And the only problem the Gemara had was when the begadim are off, mid-rabbanan, that you're putting your body on top of the Kilayim. Even when he's not doing the stop. But the Ravid holds a Kohen is allowed to wear begadim in the Beis Hamikdash, even Shalei B'Shas Avodah. Even Shalei B'Shas Avodah. So our whole sugya, from beginning to end, seems to be exactly like the Ravid. That being said, there are many sugyas that are muchach, not like the Ravid. We had a sugya in Erechin, where the Gemara says that a Kohen is chayiv in tzitzis. The Gemara says, of course, the Kohen's chayiv in tzitzis. The Gemara says, salkatai techamina. I would think, since the Kohen is allowed to wear shatnas and tzitzis are put together. Since the Kohen's allowed to wear shatnas, see, he's not chayiv in tzitzis. Kamash malon says the Gemara, nihi de biyidin avoida yishtani, shaloi bayidin avoida lo yishtani. And you have many such kind of rayas, where the Gemara seems to be saying that a Kohen can't wear Big Day Kohuna, not during Avodah. But our sugya, from beginning to the end, is very mashma like the Ravid. And the Ravid uses it. He uses our Gemara's Raya. And Tosfos in Tzvachim, who also goes like the Ravid Shita, also uses our Gemara as a Raya that Big Day Kohuna is mutter b'kilayim, even Shaloi b'shas Avodah. Tosfos Taki uses that lush. No, that's not in this Tosfos. Maybe it's in Chum. The other side. Yeah. Kufyud. Chum and Kufyud Amid Beis.
Tosfos says, and then he asks, he brings Agamar as a raya, that Big Day Kuhuna is, there's no kilayim, even Shaloi B'Shas Avoid. And then he says, what about the Gemara in Erechim? That says, Shaloi B'Shas Avoid, the coin is not allowed to have kilayim. He says, Hainu begodim she'enim ruyim la'avoid. Begodim that are not roi for avoid. Meaning any beggar that's roi for avoid, there is no din of... Meaning when the Gemara says a coin is not allowed to wear shatnas, shaloi b'shas avoida, it means begodim that are not roi for avoida. Very shvat. Well, what's the hava mean? That a coin would allow to be allowed to wear a suit that's shatnas? I mean, even the Ravid who says that Big Day Kuhuna is Hutra, it's only the Big Day Kuhuna. It's not Stam. He learned Pashtus, and that's the way the Shagas Aryeh learns the Ravid. Shagas Aryeh in his Chuvus in Simut Chof Tes, he says the Ravid holds that there's a Hutra on the Heftza of the Beged. The Heftza of the garment is Mutter Bikilayim. That's how the Ravid. That's how the Shagas Aryeh understands the right. But even at the most extreme version, it's only the begodim of the avoda. It's not, he can't put on a suit that's shatnas. Not only that, he's not allowed to even wear, according to the Ravid, he's not allowed to wear shatnas b'medina. It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yosha Bel, Salavetshik, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, in his Shiurim, in Yivones, he says, I don't understand why, according to the Ravid, you can't wear Big Day Kuhuna outside the Beis HaMikdash. If it's Hutra, it's Hutra. Why is the line the Beis HaMikdash? That's what Yosha Baron's kasha. In other words, if the Shagas Aryeh is right, that according to the Ravid, the reason why you can wear shatnas outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, is because the beggar, the heft of the beggar is Hutra, then it should be Mutter even outside of Beis HaMikdash.
Maybe outside they really not Big Day Kuhuna anymore.
Well, that we have to see. It's hard to say that, but possibly. We have to. You bring up a good point. But Lamaisa, our Gemara clearly is mashma like the Ravid. The Gemara is doich at the end. Maybe the Boyseima, maybe Boys and Shembaim Kilayim. Maybe it's because they don't have kilayim. Rav Ashi am a Big Day Kuhuna koshim heim. They're rough. So by rough begodim, we're not worried about it warming your body. If it's a rough material like canvas, you're allowed to lie on it. You're allowed to lie on it because there's no problem of kilayim because it's not going to warm your body. Okay. Says the Gemara Toshma. We'll bring you another raya. It says, Big Day Kuhuna Yotzim El Medina Osir. He's not allowed to wear it. Ube Migdosh, Bein B'Shas Avodah, Bein Shaloi Avodah Mutter. Here again, it's clear like the Ravid. Even Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, he's allowed to wear. They should Big Day Kuhuna in Lehonis Ben. Again, the Rama will have to say, you took off the Avnet. Shema Mino. Okay, now the Gemara brings a story where they wore Begadim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ube Medina Loi. Vatanya Besim Chomish Batavis is a Hagrizim Loyal Mispit Bahon. It's one of the days that was a Yom Tif, because it was a day Shabikshu Kusim. They wanted to be Machr of the Beis HaLikane. They wanted to be Machr of the Beis HaMikdash. Alexandros Mukden. Vinosan Lemishus, he gave them permission to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Both of you, Shimonat Sadik. Shimonat Sadik went with the Big Day Kuhuna, Vinosata Big Day Kuhuna, Makir Shalim Imai, Favukishol Bideim, Vacholaila, Hochmit Sadzeh. They went on one direction, came from another direction. Halol Hochmit Sadzeh. And Alexander Smukton came from the other direction. Who are these people? And anyway, Alexander bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. He told him, what are you bowing down to a Jew? This man I always see when I go out to war, and that's why I'm victorious. It was like a miracle. Omalem lama basem. Fine, this is the story. Bekitzer, the Beis HaMikdash got saved. So the Gemara says, how were they allowed to wear the Big Day Kuhuna?
It wasn't real big day kuna, it was like big day kuna. Fine. It was a Baal Koponim. The Gemara goes back to the whole discussion. If you're allowed to have anor from big day kuna, if you're not allowed to have anor from big day kuna. But again, kilayim is off the table. For some reason, the whole sugya, kilayim is off the table. So I'll tell you what I think to understand our Gemara better. I don't think there's a way to learn our Gemara without saying that there's some kind of blank heter to kilayim, for sure. And again, we have sugyas that are muchach, that there's not a blank heter for kilayim. We have our sugyas, muchach, seems to be saying there is a blank heter for kilayim. So I think you have to say like this in order to get a better understanding of this. When we look at this Gemara in Erechin that I was quoting, Kohana Mitzvichalei, so I would think, that Gemara sounds like the Rambam. Only Mutar B'Shas Avoda. Okay. Again, the Rambam has to learn the Gemara differently, but that's the simple way to learn the Gemara. So, you could say it's like this, to answer all the shittas, really. Everybody has to agree that there was some kind of blank heter on kilayim for big day kuna. And I think that the Rambam and Ravid are not so far apart. And if we learn the Rambam and Ravid the way I'm going to explain it, there's not a stira with our Gemara on the Rambam, and there's not a stira with the other sugyas on the Ravid. They both really can work. You could say the pshat is like this. The Rambam agrees that when the Shagas Aryeh is assuming that according to the Rambam, every time a kohen puts on kilayim, it's a lav. But the asei of avodah is doich in the lav of kilayim. That way of learning, our Gemara just doesn't go. Our whole Gemara doesn't go. Fakert, according to the Shagas Aryeh, the Ravid holds, no. Big day kahuna? No kilayim. Torah took off the Isser kilayim. According to that way of learning, the other Gemaras and Shas that say that a kohen is only allowed to hit a kilayim favoida, and Rabbi Yoshe Ber's kasha, but Medina, why in the Medina is it also if it's on the beged? So neither one works. So the Rambam, the Shagas Aryeh has a lot of kashas on the Rambam too. He has the famous kasha. How could a kohen bring chata soif abala sofik? Shagas Aryeh's kasha. According to the Rambam, you don't know if it's a korban or not. So it should be Isser Kilayim. How is a kohen allowed to put on big day kahuna? Right? For chata soif abala sofik, maybe it's not a korban. The Gemara deals with chul and bazar. The Gemara gets around that. What about the kilayim? So that, yeah. So Reb Chaim explains. Maybe this is what you're saying. I don't know if this is what you're saying, but Reb Chaim says Chatasayv Abala Sofik is a Chiyuv Vadai to bring a Sofik carbon. It's a Chiyuv Vadai. It's not that the Kohen is putting on Begodim that he may not be obligated to. There's a Vad. No, it's not a Vadai carbon. Because if it would be a Vadai carbon, then it wouldn't be chul and bazar either. It's a vadai chiyuv, not avoid. It's a vadai chiyuv to bring a chata seif abal. It's a suffik avoid. It's a vadai chiyuv to do a suffik avoid. It's not a vadai avoid. It's not a korban. It's not an avoid. No, but according to Rambam, I mean, I don't walk around. Who says not? That's how the Ravid understands the Rambam for sure. The Ravid understands the Rambam. The kohen has a couple of minutes to put on the begadim and to take off the begadim. That's the whole problem with our sugya. How does our sugya go in sync with the Rambam? That's the whole problem. So this is the way I would tie up. The Rambam holds that clearly Big Day Kuhn is not Hutra. But he also doesn't hold it's Techuya. He can't hold it's Techuya. Besides V'chatzev HaBal Safek, which we can answer, look at our next Mishnah we're going to learn. Talks about in the morning, all the Kahanim that wanted to do the Avodah, they would do the lottery. Before they did the lottery, they would put on the Begadim, because maybe they're going to win the lottery. What's that? Putting on Begadim because maybe you're going to win the lottery? It's Kilayim. It's Kilayim. Okay, I could give you a pshat on that too, but we'll... So the pshat you could say according to the Rambam is very simple. I said this also in the Parsha Shir once to explain the why was... Tam, I asked the Machshava question. Why was the Kohen's Begadim Kilayim? This was a Pella. Kohen's. According to the Raivin, it's Hutra, okay? Even so, it's Shver. But according to the Rambam, that it's Tchuyah, why would the Torah take the only Begadim that have Kedusha? No other Begadim have Kedusha. A Bekesha doesn't have Kedusha. Kapata doesn't have Kedusha. The only beggar that has Kedusha is Big Day Kuhnu. Why would they be made out of Shatnas? So I had a Pshat, right? That was a Pshat I gave in Machshove, was that Moichri Ksus Moichrim Kedarka. A salesman is allowed to put on begadim to sell the suit. Because he's not mechaven for his own warmth. He's just mechaven to sell the suit. So say, Pasha Techap. If a kohen is wearing the begadim, and the Chassam Sofer says like this, Beferish, he doesn't understand the whole issue of kilayim. If a kohen is wearing the begadim to do avoida, so he's not wearing a fana aschimim. So there's no issue of kilayim. As long as he's wearing it, for Avoida, there's no Anas Chimam, there's no problem. And Mel, there's no Kilayim. So I wanted to say, again, this is a Machshav. That's why the Torah Dafka made it out of Kilayim. It's like a safety guard. So the Kohen could never put on the Begadim for his own covet, for his own self. The Torah Dafka made it out of Kilayim. The only kosher way to wear it is if you're wearing Letzarech Avoida. But as long as you're wearing Letzarech Avoida, there's no problem of shatnas. The salesman that used to walk around the store with the suit to show it to the customer, he didn't have to go to the dressing room and take it off between customers. He's wearing it for sales. He's not. When he goes home, he takes it off. If he's finished for the day and he's having a schmooze with the other salesman, he has to take it off. He can't just wear it. But as long as he's on duty, he's not wearing it for an aschimum. Memela, when the Rambam says bishas avoida, the Rambam doesn't mean the kohen has to put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off. It doesn't mean that. Relazer, like you're saying. The Rambam says shas avoida. If you learn like the Shagas Aryeh, that shas avoida is to make it asay, doicha loisa say, then it has to be mamish when he's doing the avoida. But if you learn that Shas Avoid is just to make that sound L'Shem Ana Aschimum, so Shas Avoid is a much bigger umbrella. It's when he's on duty. When is he on duty? From the first minute that he puts on the Begodim to do the lottery. He's already on duty. Till he's finished for the day. He's finished for the day. Hitaka can't. Now, what happens if the Kohen is still planning to do Avoida the next day? Right? See, he's part of the Mishmer Beis Av. He wants to do it the next day. So he wants to just keep, instead of taking it off and putting it on, taking it off, putting it on, he's just wear it. Right? So on the broader picture of Kilayim, that wouldn't be a problem. That's why our Gemara doesn't deal with Kilayim. Now, could it be it should be a Kilayim problem? Yes, it could be a Kilayim problem. If this particular Kohen is finished and he doesn't plan to put it on in 2 hours again for the girl, yeah, then he can't stop where to begadim. But let's say this Kohen is on duty and he plans still to do Avoida tomorrow, right? He wants to keep the begadim on. He doesn't want to start taking it off, putting it on. He's keeping the begadim. He's only wearing it Letzarech Avoida. So the Shagasai is learning, I say, that doesn't work. You got to take it off. But the way we're explaining, there's no problem. That's why our Gemara didn't deal with the Kelayim problem till it's off the Kohen. Once the Kohen takes it off, now it's not Lotzorech Avoida. Now if he lies on top of it, that's Stam Chimum. That's nothing to do with Avoida. That's why the Gemara didn't deal. Is it possible that you should have a problem walking around with Big Day Kohuna? Yes, it's possible. But it's possible not to. So the Gemara couldn't present it as a problem. It's not a kasha why the Gemara didn't present it as a problem. Because it's not necessarily a problem. Once the begadim are off your body, then it's a problem. That's why the Gemara only dealt with it at that point. Now we go to the Ravid. I believe the Ravid also doesn't hold Hutra. If you hold Hutra, nothing works either, according to the Ravid. The Ravid also holds, it's not Hutra. The Ravid just has a broader heter than the Rambam. The Ravid holds that there's a heter in Big Day Kahuna for a different reason. The Ravid happens to be, hold like, and this is Tois Vishit and Yevamis too. Tois is in Yevamis is Machadish, that there's something called Mitzvose Bekach. Mitzvose Bekach means that if the Torah gives you a mitzvah, and the only way to perform that mitzvah is by doing an Isser, then the Isser has to go off. Meaning, when do you say, I say, Deuchel Eiser, say, I have tzitzis, happen to be wool. I have a beggar, it happens to be linen. Happens to be these two things met. I say, Deuchel Eiser, say. Tosfos says there's something called Mitzvose Bekach. Tosfos asks, why don't we learn Asei Deichel Eisesei from Yibum? Tosfos in Yivam is Davdalet asks, Yibum should be the poster boy drosha. You have a mitzvah, Asei Deichel Eisesei. Tosfos says, you can't learn from Yibum. Because Yibum is Mitzvose Bekach. Yibum is different. Yibum can't be, it can't be that there's a mitzvah to do an aver. So therefore, the Avera has to be removed in order for the mitzvah to be a mitzvah. Now, Big Day Kohuna. Big Day Kohuna is a mitzvah for the Kohen to wear Begadim. The emes is what we don't realize is the mitzvah to wear the Begadim on the Kohen is not only Bishas Avoda. The whole day is a mitzvah to wear Begadim. As long as his das is, he's wearing the Begadim to have Kedushas Kohuna. The halach is if the Kohen takes off his begadim, he's not a Kohen. If the Kohen does avoida without the begadim, it's like a Yisroel. It's Chayv Misa. If a Kohen does avoida without the begadim, he's a Yisroel. So Reb Chaim Brisk says, Big Day Kohuna is a klisharis. It's makdish the Kohen. It's like a klisharis. Like a klisharis is makdish the mincha, and the dam, the Big Day Kohuna, Reb Chaim says, is Makdish the Kohen. And the Rambam says it clearly as well. Ain't Big Day Amaleim, ain't Kunos Amaleim. So when a Kohen wears the Begadim, he's being Makdish himself. And that's a mitzvah. That alone is a mitzvah. Memela, the Ravid says, there can't be an Issur Kelayim so long that the Kohen is wearing the Begadim with Kedushas Kohuna. But the halacha is, Klisharis is not Makadish Shaloi Bim Kohuna. If you take a klisharis outside the Beis HaMikdash, you put something in it, it doesn't get kedusha. Klisharis is only mekadosh bim kaimai. That's why the Ravid would agree you can't wear a Big Day Kohuna outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not mitzvosei bekach. So long that it's mitzvosei bekach, there's no issur of kilayim. But once you take the begadim outside, that's why the line is the Beis HaMikdash. That would also explain why Tosfos says that the Kohen can't wear Big Day Kohuna Balayla, according to this version. Because the Laila can't give him Kedushas Kohuna because it's not his man avoid. It's Klishor HaSholim is man. That's the whole debate. That's the debate. So that's the way I would come out Lamaisa. The Raiva doesn't hold Hutra, and the Rambam doesn't hold the Chuyah. The Rambam holds the Heter is a Kilayim Heter, as long as it's Letzarech Avoida, he has a Heter of the Mechik Sus. And the Raiva holds it's Mitzvah Sebekach. And then all the sugyas work. Say our sugyas, say the sugyas and Erech and everything works. Okay. Simchas. Simchas Baich.
Second of all, the other mood, the island.
Is Asher Lemel here?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Your Rebbetzin's here? Shalom Bracha, how are you?
I got to get my answer right away. Does the fact that they're using rabbinic claim, does it turn that not, it does all the food they're on it? That's the shayla now. They don't stop on me with this.
The fact that what?
They're going to use rabbinic kalim, which aren't ben yoimai, to move the food. Does it turn all the food into rabbinic food? That's the end of the question. Because the belias of the Rabbanut Kalim.
No, I told him the belias.
So it doesn't pay the 5
I told him the belias is not a problem.